Hello, welcome to Wise Children's Podcast. Simon, why have you got a cup of coffee in your hand just when you're about to speak?
Because it's my day off.
It is your day off. So I'm going to paint the scene for you all, which is we are at home together, which is an absolute miracle because that almost never happens in our life ever. The reason I forced Simon to work on his day off is because this podcast is going to be about the final podcast of the Buddha of Suburbia series, which was material that I gathered just before our first dress rehearsal of Buddha of Suburbia. And it gives you a real insight into what it's like for the creative teams to put a show like this on. And if we leave it much longer, I don't know, continents will have shifted.
Buddha of Suburbia will be off.
Well, that is true, because actually we're giggly because we're recording this bit in the wake of fantastic reviews, just beautiful reviews, and, oh, I don't know. We don't really need to talk about them. I don't read reviews anymore because they're just so deeply, deeply upsetting, almost whatever they say. But I do know what the story is, and the story of Buddha of Suburbia is that the reviews are great, and it's a wonderful feeling. It's a relief. And it feels really justified because it's been such a magic piece of work. So in that afterglow, here's a little taster of just before our first dress rehearsal at the Swan Theatre in Stratford-upon-Avon. Anything you want to add, Si?
Not at all. I think we should just have a listen to whatever you recorded on your microphone.
Who knows? Enjoy. This is really, really unfair. I've come to talk to the wardrobe department when they're just eating their lunch. So have you still got a... This is Helen.
Hi.
And Vicky Mortimer.
Hi.
And the podcast has heard many times from Vicky Mortimer, so but very nice to have you on the Wise Children podcast.
Hello.
Helen. So we're at the first dress rehearsal of Buddha of Suburbia. You two have done the most astonishing job. Astonishing job. It is so good looking. How's it been?
Ridiculously good fun, I'd say. Wouldn't you say, Helen?
I would agree entirely. It's been ridiculously good fun.
And when you say good fun, is it because the fun of the actual clothes, 1970s, or the fun of the company?
It's all the elements. So it's the most amazing ensemble company that I've ever worked with. And I was saying to Vicky last night that they have an immense generosity for the work. So as we want to create things on them and change those things to create diversity of look, they never do anything but to say, help yourself to us with their bodies, whatever we want to put on or whatever we want to add. When you walk up to somebody with another crazy shirt or a crazy jacket or whatever it is, they just put their arms out and say, okay. And I think that's why it's been so much fun.
There are also such a brilliant range of characters in the story. You know, you can really enjoy trying to make the most archetypal set of looks for each of the characters because they're so bizarrely different from each other and bring a different thing into Kareem's life. So in an ensemble version of a story like this, you really need to let the audience know when they are seeing a character changing costume or an actor changing costume. So you've got to be really clear and iconic about the looks.
Yeah, so because actors are playing more than one part, we have to say this is the same character in a different outfit. Because they do, we travel through time, so they have to wear different clothes. But also, it's a different... Well, you've done an amazing job, because, I mean, you've painted colour and detail into the world that we've created in the rehearsal room just amazingly. I haven't had a single moment where I've thought, I wonder whether that's Lucy Thackeray playing Eva or whether it's a different character.
That's really clever. That's really good to hear. Yeah, because it is a really, in a kind of, it's a really epic story, which is odd because it only covers 2 years of his life, but he travels such a distance in that time, the main character, and he's always looking for where to find himself. And a lot of that is about what you look like and what tribe you belong to, what group of people you affiliate with. And so clothing's terribly important, so you have to keep changing it.
One of my favourite moments yesterday was when you said, Vicky, in all my years, how many years have you been designing?
Probably nearly 40.
In 40 years of designing, you've never had so many patterns on stage at the same time.
It's true. I honestly looked at it yesterday and I thought the clashes involved here is of... They are a kind of career-defining moment. Yeah.
But I love it metaphorically as well, because, you know, it's about a blended nation, a blended family, blended cultures,
blended fibres,
absolutely. And Ratchin is set, blended classes, you know, but Ratchin is set is like a patchwork. There's a messiness about the story that I think you in wardrobe have absolutely honoured and added to. And I mean, it's, you know me, I'm not a minimalist woman, am I?
I haven't seen that side of you yet.
No, I'm working on it. Maybe in my 60s I'm going to work on that. But I mean, I'm just loving every minute of it. You've done a sensational job.
Well, thank you. It's been immensely nice.
Yeah, thanks.
It's been lovely. So what are you, in a dress, first dress rehearsal, what is it you're looking for?
I think we're really checking that it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
That clarity, I think, is the thing that we're always really, really aiming towards and refining. So having had a first good old look at them through the tech, checking that it's really, really clear what we're getting at and who we're getting at, that you can see, you get it first time. It's instant every time you see them, that you know exactly who you're looking at.
So storytelling.
Yes.
Here's to that. Mm. Thank you both. It's been absolutely amazing. And I think I always feel this. I'm like my dad. His favourite meal that he ever had was always the last one he'd eaten. I think the wardrobe, the costume on this has got to be in my top three, possibly. And at the moment, my favourite. At the moment, my favourite, because obviously I'm intoxicated and in love with them all. But thank you.
Oh, it's fun.
We should put some photos out so that people can see the clash we're talking about. See you later. Hi, Sereni. This is the Wise Children podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Sereni, who's my amazing DSM deputy stage manager, who is literally the heart, soul. Well, you're sort of the mothership, aren't you? You're holding us all together, telling everybody what to do.
Air traffic control.
Air traffic control.
I think so. So the planes don't collide.
So Sereni literally tells the lighting operator when to press go on the lights, sound, cues the actors. You know more mirror than
balls.
Anybody else. Mirror ball. Don't forget the mirror balls.
Don't forget them.
And how are you feeling going into our first dress?
Good. I'm just doing some revision because Act 1 feels like light years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, good. Be nice to see it run to time. Yeah, I don't know. I'm quite nervous always.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're amazing.
But,
just have your ruler ready. So the joke is, because Sereni sits between Jay, the lighting designer, Simon, the sound designer, and she pokes them with a ruler.
Whenever I need something.
And my favourite is it's extendable so that you can get a long reach.
Exactly.
Well, I feel in such safe hands with you.
Thank
and it's
you.
Been such a pleasure to work with you. And I love how you take all the guys of the creative team in hand.
Someone's got to.
Too bloody right. Right, good luck. Can't wait.
Thank you.
Bye, lovely. Bye. This is Steve Tanner, my dear old friend. What, he's just said, what is that? It's a microphone.
It's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Well, no language on my podcast.
It's not, is it?
Yes. But it's not going live. Don't worry about that. That is not the scariest thing you've ever seen. That's like a gonk from our youth.
It's like, it's got a little bit of you in it, hasn't it?
Well, yes, you're not the first person or the last to say that. Which is which? So, Steve is my dear
recording.
Old friend. Yeah, I'm recording.
All right, sorry.
This is an interview.
All right.
In case you haven't understood what's happening. Well, that's good.
Rock and roll.
So, right, well, I need to go back here. I'm speaking to Steve Tanner, who is my dear friend and production photographer. And you're here to take pictures of Buddha of Suburbia, and you've just shown me a picture of me, and it's a really good one. I hate all pictures of me. I look like, I don't know, I look like sort of David Byrne or something. I look like a rock star, which I'm happy with. In a good way. When do you arrive? What are you here to do?
Oh, I arrived yesterday at the end of tech just to get a feel of what's going on, the feel of the layout, the lighting, so the actors can get sort of familiar with me sort of jumping around. And now is the first dress this afternoon. And then just to get ready for tomorrow, which is the big dress. which is when
I'm going to have two cracks at it.
Yeah, and maybe shoot during the show as well.
We've been doing this together so long, is it? It's the one thing I have no worries about. I'm just like...
Yeah, and I hate doing all this stuff. That's why I hide in the shadows.
Do you know what? Speaking, you mean?
Yeah.
Why don't you be silly? It's just... I'm
terrible at it. Especially that big fluffy thing. That's what I mean.
Don't you worry about my big fluffy mic. And enjoy the show. It's a beauty.
I can't wait. It's an unknown, so... That's the exciting thing for me. I just have to respond to it and just jump around. So, yeah,
it's
can't wait.
It's quite nice. I've been taking pictures in tech. Because of Ratchan as all her lovely squares and boxes, everything feels really well. The composition feels really nice just on my iPhone.
Yeah, we were saying to Vicky, as soon as I saw it, it looks like a Mondrian, doesn't it? Because it's all sort of split up into segments. I mean, the problem for me is just the levels. I mean, it's not a problem, it's just a challenge. Mm. You know what I mean? Whether you're looking up, down... and the disco floor that I haven't quite worked out yet. But it's there's all those intriguing elements. And it's in the 360, so you do go shoot it from the sides, you go front on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love shooting stuff from the wings and backstage, but get this out of the way first. This is my only opportunity to shoot it from the front. So, yeah, exciting.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, love.
All right, so what you can hear now is my amazing designer, Ratchanut, laughing at my microphone.
Which is pretty spectacular.
It's spectacular. How are you doing? It's the first time we've worked together. I've loved every bloody minute.
Oh,
I think you're amazing.
Same here. Absolutely. It's been just a joy, really. Just from the beginning, when our first meeting.
I know. It's like meeting an old friend, isn't it? Like, this is going to be great.
It's
but
fantastic.
You've done such an amazing job. I was just talking to Vicky and Helen from Wardrobe and saying that the show's about patchwork of all sorts and the wardrobe is about that. But you've created an environment which is encompassing so many different things, so many different classes, architectures, cultures, textures, and I love it.
Oh, that's great. And that's why it works. I think it really works when the characters are on stage and all the actors are climbing through windows and doors and all of that. It just feels really lovely.
When we first talked about it, and I was really excited, and I thought it would be really nice to have different worlds in and out of focus, you know, minor, I call it, so you could have one scene going on downstage and another one upstage.
That's
but
right,
inside, I thought, this is one of those things that you say and then you cut because it's too complicated. And we haven't. We've really got that.
I'm really glad, because I remember that first meeting and we were talking about everything being in a glass box, but having the different levels and all that kind of thing, and can we do that and things. And then the fact that we could then develop that and make it open up to the audience so that that people can actually see and feel the characters on stage, and you're almost like touching them. That's lovely. And the fact then this theatre's great for that in that way, because we're so close to it.
You feel you can touch it.
Yeah.
It feels like Rear Window to me.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
It's like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're peeking in on these worlds.
Yeah. And just all the textures, and really have fun with all the different architectural elements.
The detail is amazing, though. To paint a picture for the listeners, there's a clear perspex staircase with a horrendous 1970s runner going up the middle. And then there's a patch of fake grass. There's a bit of garden with the roots showing. And then there's like 70s glass brickwork. I mean, that's just as well as a perspex cube that's like sort of modernism. It's amazing.
And that's the thing. I mean, I think most people in this room have been commenting on, oh, I had that in my house in the 70s. And all that, and you know, we're still just adding little detail-y things, which I think will just add to it, just, you know, and make it more. But it's the fun part now, where you can watch it and see if it needs any little bits and pieces. I was looking at those glass balls, you know, that are in those macrame.
Oh yeah, we had them.
Yeah, we had them as well. And so I'm thinking of hanging that in the set.
What were they?
I have no idea. Were they seafaring kind of?
I was going to say, I thought they were floats, but why would you have a glass float? That's ridiculous. Yeah, we have
so
those.
Just things like that, where, you know, and that's why, you know, we're talking about having this TV in the interval with all those adverts.
I'm so pleased we have that.
It's so good. So glad we did.
So we were going to have We thought that we wanted video content to really anchor us in the 70s, but there's no space. The show is so busy and so gorgeous.
And the costumes do so much for the 70s kind of references and
but
things.
But me and you, we didn't want to let go of it. Everybody kept saying, are we cutting video? And I was like, not yet. And Simon's, in the interval, we play lots of 70s footage and it's so brilliant.
On an amazing 70s TV.
Yeah. Oh, on wheels.
On wheels, yes.
It's an absolute delight, isn't it?
That's gorgeous.
And the only thing we're discussing is the colour of a phone box.
Basically, yeah.
Which is all right.
Yeah, which is okay. Yeah.
I don't mind that as a conversation.
And so we're going to try a couple of things and see what happens. But that's the nice thing about being here and being able to do that. We can try it out.
The support here is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
The workshops have been amazing. Yeah. Oh, I also want to compliment you on your loud and functional shutters.
Rena's shutters.
Yeah. To represent Paradise Stores, the shop, Ratchner's got these two shutters and they're so brilliantly loud. I mean it, actually. Yeah. I know it sounds like I'm teasing.
Yeah.
It's such a brilliant bit of articulation. I love it.
And the noise of it is just...
I know. It's really brutal,
isn't
it?
It's really brutal.
Where are you going to watch the show from this afternoon?
I'm tempted to go down to the balcony and have a look down because I really want to see our disco floor.
Oh yeah, you've just made my mind up. I'm going up as well.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it from underneath, which is very nice.
Ah,
look at that.
That was on cue. The disco lights have gone on. Right, if you're not desperate to see this show, anybody who's listening, then you have no life in your bodies. It's so exciting. Look at that. I'm looking at green and magenta cubes lighting up on my 1970s floor. Couldn't be happier, Rachna, you're a legend.
Oh, you too. Thank you very much.
See you later.
Bye.
Jay, can I talk to you about lighting?
Of course.
This is Jay, my lighting designer.
Hello, how are you doing?
Well, I'm excited because this is the bit where I sit back and see what we've got to. How's it been for you? It's looking amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, I've got a disco floor, I've got three mirror balls.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
It's hard not to be happy. I think that's why we push so much for the joyous lighting within it.
It's really colourful as well, which I really love because, as you know, I'm a creature that likes colour.
Yeah.
But the colours are so reminiscent of the 70s, but also of India, you know, where I've had the pleasure to go twice. And, you know, the one thing you can say about India is it's
really colourful.
Bursting with colour. Yeah. And I feel that you've brought that, the sort of the two cultures as, you know, two great histories, as Hanif says at the beginning of the book.
Yeah, I think it's really important to tap into where the show is coming from and what that vibrancy is like and what the atmosphere is in the real world and how we can make that relatable to the audiences now. And the amount of colour is just joyous. Like, there's so much happiness in the show. And of course it's a journey and there's some sadness along the way and a real emotional roller coaster. But I think there is so much that we can just bring out lighting-wise within it. And that's what I've tried to grow out of the stage and out of the dance floor and into the mirror balls.
Oh, look, they're testing the lights
now. Yeah, they're testing. No. It's hard not to look at them.
I know, this is not German expressionism, is it?
No. We've gone very honest.
There's, it wouldn't be a spoiler to say that there's balloons in this show, and your lights are like balloons as well. They sort of match the orbs of colour.
I think one thing which I've really enjoyed doing is collaborating with Ratchan and just really seeing what palettes will work on the set. And I think there's so many like beautiful touches, and you won't notice it through a lot of the show, where even in like the most naturalistic of scenes, there's just a very like undertone of very like pale pink or pale green, which you'll see later on. So in certain places or in certain love scenes, like those all tie into the original.
Oh, lovely. You're like planting
people.
The seeds of
exactly.
Well, I see it all, and also I'm seeing all the faces, which I know sounds really dull, but theatre lighting's really complicated because you want to make these big looks, but you also need to see
the people
when they speak. And I think you're doing an amazing technical job, but also a phenomenal poetic job. So I'm loving it.
Thank you. No, it's always a real challenge, especially when you do shows in thrust. And so how you can balance the people to the set architecture, because it's a really beautifully architectural set. There's so many levels and colours and layers, and also just the space and how we can pick the characters, but the characters' personalities out of that as well.
Are you going to work through the show or are you going to watch? What happens?
I write endless amounts of notes. I have a wad of paper here just to write constant notes throughout the whole thing. And we're also recording it so I can go back and watch the exact moments in the show to make all the edits.
But you don't do any changes during the...
I won't make any changes during the show. Unless it's just blatantly really... Suddenly we break into disco when we're not supposed to. Then I won't make any changes to the show.
So there's just going to be the sound of sort of pencils scratching on paper. Yeah. This is a bit when everybody's got hundreds of notes, but we have to pace ourselves.
Exactly.
Oh, exciting times though, and well done, and thank you.
Oh, thank you, Emma.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, we're going to the back of the auditorium where I'm going to speak to my sound designer, Simon Baker. Hey there.
Hello, Miss Rice.
So you've got a different capacity in this podcast. We're just before our first dress. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I'll be glad when the first dress is over, as I'm certain pretty much everybody will be. Because the first dress is about whether the show can get from A to B without stopping, which is always a challenge.
Yeah. And in fact, I've been talking to everybody. Everybody's talking about all the detailed notes they're going to take. It's pointless.
Yeah.
It's really about whether you can start at the beginning and get to the end.
That's all I hope for in a first dress rehearsal.
And what we dread is a show stop. But we're going to have a show stop because there's so many quick changes. There's going to be...
Yeah, there'll be an embarrassing moment of an actor stumbling with their trousers around their ankles at some point.
Oh, my favourite. But the sound side, all banter aside, is phenomenal on this show, and it's been it's the sort of the unheralded star of the piece, because really, quite exceptionally for me and Wise Children, we haven't got a live band. And that was a purposeful decision on my part because I really wanted to use music of the 70s. Mm. And I felt it was really important. And I didn't really want to squeeze just a few musicians into underscore, which means you have been creating an entire soundtrack out of existing 70s music and also music composed by Niraj Shah.
Yeah.
And you've been taking all those source materials and making... It's like a film soundtrack, what you've done. And it ebbs and flows, and you seed it, and it bubbles underneath, and it supports the text, and then it bursts into a sort of amazing, sort of nostalgic, aural technicolor. And often people don't even notice. That's what we've... You know, you're putting in this extraordinary amount of technical work, and people aren't even noticing. But I keep saying to you, it's because it feels so right.
Oh, well, that's good.
It feels like I can't imagine that not being under that scene. But how many hours have you spent doing this?
It's a really long process, because you're sort of taking existing songs that we know and then trying to break down their structures and chord structures and then replacing them with instruments which are hint at what Niraj has done, which is a kind of mixed culture of London and his background. So it's kind of taking all those different influences and then pulling apart existing material and reworking it so that when the track does actually play, you have actually been listening to it for a little while, but you haven't really been aware of it. So it took a long time to do, but I have been in rehearsals a lot to kind of put it together. So getting into the theatre hasn't been as difficult as shows normally
are. You've been with us pretty much full time. It's been amazing. But it's interesting because I'm so used to working with live musicians, because I'm used to saying to In Ross or Stu Barker, or can we just loop around that for a few chords and wait for the cue and then go into something else? And it's done.
Yeah.
That literally in the time it took me to say that, in the 12 seconds, that note is done. But with you have to create that music out of an existing... amazing sort of produced record, create that loop and learn how to cue it without... It's an enormously technical job.
It is, and it was probably a much bigger job than I thought going into it, to be honest. But the thing is, once you've done one, once you've taken one thing apart and put it back together again, you kind of realise the form is to do all of them. So all the pieces of music we've got appear in the show as different bits of underscore or different... takes on the music, and also getting Niraj's music in and how we were going to work that in, because Niraj hasn't been in the room. We asked Niraj to compose themes, and then working out how we can implement Niraj's themes and how they join together with found music or existing music. So it has taken weeks and weeks to get it to this point, but I think it's going to be okay.
Oh, it's more than okay. It's sensational. I can't wait for Niraj to see it. It's coming on Saturday, I think.
I know. I must text him. Yeah, he's got lots of work in it now, which I'm really pleased with.
I know. I'm thrilled. That's what I keep saying to everybody. But I am. I'm so happy and excited. And, you know, there's a bit of me that thinks I should be cooler and more critical, and then there's another bit that thinks, oh, have it. When life is this good, just have it.
No, I think if at the top you celebrate the work, I think it trickles down. I think if you're feeling anxious and nervous about it, everybody else will as well. So I think leading on the front foot's pretty good on a new show.
Well, thank you. On this one, it's easy because I'm absolutely in love with it. And as I keep saying to you, I'm already sad about it ending.
I know, you've got to stop thinking about that. We haven't opened yet.
I know, it's funny, isn't it? Anyway, let's not get sad now. Thank you, Si.
Thanks, Sam. Let's have a good one.
Here's to that. I've just spotted Etta Murphy, who's negotiating where she sits with Steve Tanner.
We're jumping up and going like that.
Yeah, okay. Which I often do.
Yeah, I hi there.
Hello,
can I
right?
Stop you eating your lunch for a second?
Yes, you can.
I'm speaking to Etta Murphy, my friend and choreographer.
Hello, everybody.
Are you going to sit down here?
Yes, I think I am. I always like to be central for the first run, just that I can get a good sort of feel of it, and then I'll start to move around. Tomorrow I'll move around a little bit in the dress.
How's it been?
Well, it's been delightful, hasn't it? We've had a really lovely time. The company's really lovely. The journey has been really fantastic. And, yeah, I'm feeling really exciting about it. Can I talk? No. Really excited about it, actually. I think it, and it looks great. And everybody's... I think there's a buzz. Do you think there's a buzz?
There is.
There is a buzz.
There's certainly amongst us. I mean, who knows? Maybe we're all deluded. But I don't care. If there's delusion, I like it.
Yeah. I really... It just feels really good.
You've done some fabulous work.
Oh, thank you. So have you.
But you've fused together some brilliant 70s moves, disco, but also working with Angkor, with some Bollywood, some Indian, some Bharatanatyam.
Brilliant, hasn't he?
And I think that fusion has worked so beautifully, and I don't even know where disco begins and Bollywood ends now.
Yeah, it's been really enjoyable, hasn't it, trying to work out what that is and what that fusion is. And yeah, it's a really brilliant journey, and Angkor has been amazing. We're just watching him warm up at the moment. He's doing lots of headstands and press ups and things. Just
it's very
so
enjoyable.
You know. Yeah, it's. Yeah.
Oh, but thank you. It's always such a pleasure, and your warm ups are iconic.
Oh, thanks.
Etta always brings in a different soundtrack, and they're always amazing.
I try. Well, it's Spotify. It's incredible, isn't it? That's what I love about Spotify, is that you can just put in, you know, something you fancy, and then it gives you a whole list of lovely tracks, which I love.
I suppose the one thing we should talk about is that between us, the hardest, it hasn't been the hardest, but the thing that we've worked most on is there's a big orgy sequence.
There is. We haven't completely cracked it yet, have we?
We're so close. It's nearly the best thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
Two old birds.
Yeah.
Doing a very, very funny, very sexy thing. But what I love about that, which illustrates both of us, is A, we know each other very well, we've worked together, is that we're both really relaxed to say we're just going to keep coming back, making it a bit better. Neither of us get stressed, do we, about...
No.
Because it's missing a punchline, isn't it?
It is, at the moment. We will get it. We will get it, but we haven't got it yet.
And then what happens at the moment is we keep thinking of another idea, so it just gets longer, but we still haven't got a punchline.
And actually, it should probably get a little bit shorter.
Probably, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to add a pyro in tonight, so...
Can't wait.
I know, because that's what it needs.
It's got petals, it's got fruit, it's got everything.
Champagne.
Champagne, yes.
Grapefruits and now a pyro.
Yeah, perfect. sounds like the perfect orgy to me.
So there it is, a little slice of the team and the depth of friendship, skill, tenacity and bloody genius that goes into making a show like Buddha. And the experience of watching Buddha is so joyful. It feels like all of human life is on that stage. These amazing flawed characters tussling and fighting and dancing and hoping their way just onto tomorrow. And that joy is really hard fought for. Not painfully fought for, but hard fought for. And everybody from the wardrobe technicians to the LX team to the sound team, everybody is part of that job of bringing this joy onto stage. And you're part of that, Si. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was a good one, wasn't it?
It was really good. And the sound, I've got a moment to say it. The sound is extraordinary. You blended Niraj Shah's original music with lots of found music of the time and your amazing sound ears to create an amazing web of gluey meaning that I feel holds this whole production together. And I couldn't be more proud, more grateful to be working with you.
Well, it's very good to do, and I'm very pleased with the outcome. I think we should play out with some of Niraj's music.
Yeah.
All right.
Paradise Stalls, please.
Oh, interesting. Okay, we'll do that.
What were you going to do?
No, it's just we haven't played it before, which is good.
I love it. It's you cannot good. Listen to this without a smile. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.